So a lot has happened in this church in the last 2 weeks. A lot has happened since the last time that I had the privilege of stepping into this beautiful wooden pulpit and preaching for you, the people of God, you, the members of our church family at Holy Trinity Pembroke. Because so much has been happening, and as you heard in the announcement, so much is still happening. We still have much going on in this month of November. I don't want to keep you today with a terribly long sermon. I don't want to keep you today with a terribly long sermon because Jesus just summed up for us in two sentences, why we do what we do. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. If Jesus can say it all in just two sentences, then you probably don't need to hear too many more from me. But I do want to say thank you. As your priest and as your pastor, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your ministries to God and to Holy Trinity Church, especially in these last 2 weeks and in these next few weeks to come. I want to tell you how proud I am of you, how proud I am of this entire church family. Folks, 2 weeks ago, we hosted the primate of the Anglican Church of Canada right here in this pulpit. We hosted the primate of the Anglican Church of Canada, and we hosted not one, not two, but three other bishops, and a whole host of clergy, and a mass choir, and we launched a new expression of parish ministry. We launched a new expression of parish ministry built for the 21st century right here in this parish of the Valley with Holy Trinity Pembroke sitting at the heart of it all, at the center of it all, right here in our city. And not only did we do all that, but we did it well. We did it really, really well. So well that folks down at the Diocesan Synod, where Mike and Jennifer and Lorna and I were all this past weekend, we're still talking about it. Still talking about it a week and a half later. Bishop Chapman, our diocesan bishop, Bishop Chapman mentioned us by name, mentioned our parish of the Valley in his charge to Synod. And together as a diocese, together as the whole Diocese of Ottawa gathered at the cathedral this past Thursday night, we sang a new church. We sang the song that our primate first introduced to us right here from this pulpit, right here at Holy Trinity Pembroke, two Tuesday nights ago. And none of that would have been possible without your ministries. None of that would have been possible without your faithfulness and without your love for God. Without the people who worked so hard in the kitchen, without the people who polished the brass and cleaned the pews and sang in the choir and joined us in prayer for that service. And so today, given that this is my first opportunity to be back here with you on a Sunday since then, I just want to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for the gift of a beautiful induction service for Michael, for Jillian, for Susan, and for me. I am so proud to be able to say to folks when I journey through this diocese that I am one of the priests for the parish of the Valley, and most importantly, I get the privilege and the joy of being the priest at Holy Trinity Pembroke. Thank you for that privilege. And you would think that with that beautiful induction service just a few weeks ago, we might have said, we've had enough for now. I think it's time for a break. I think it's time we take a rest for a little bit. But of course, we didn't stop there, did we? Instead, we hosted a rummage sale last week that raised almost $1,200 for the ministries of our church. And then we hosted a Valley Sunday. We welcomed Bishop Michael, and we had a hot turkey pie lunch. Thank you to Vera and Rick for helping to make that possible. And as I explained to the kids, we had our pumpkin auction for the Primates Fund, and we raised enough money to buy not one, but two farms. And then we weren't stopped there. And then we hosted a beautiful and intimate All Saints and All Souls service this past Wednesday up here in the chancel. And thank you to everyone who brought pictures and who came to Holy Trinity for that sacred moment. And then to top it all off, this weekend, we sent a delegation of 14 people from our parish of the Valley. 14, including four of us from Holy Trinity Pembroke, Mike, Lorna, Jen, and myself, and I am so grateful for their participation in this synod. And we went and we represented Holy Trinity and our new parish in Ottawa. And by now, after I've listed off all those activities, you're probably asking yourself, where do we get this energy? Where do we get the strength? Where do we get the stamina? Are we crazy? Are we foolhardy? Where do we get the capacity as a community to do all these things? To finish this service this morning and then immediately to start setting up for our Holy Bazaar on Friday. And then to come together and celebrate Remembrance Day next week. And then to come together for another Valley Sunday. And then to welcome not one, not two, not three, but four new Christians. Four new Christians will enter the waters of baptism in that font on the reign of Christ this year. Where do we get the strength as a church family to do all that? But you know the answer to that question. You know the answer to that question. It is what keeps us coming back to this place on Sunday mornings and on Wednesday mornings and on Friday mornings and then going back out through those doors outside of the stained glass sanctuary to serve the stained glass world that God loves. It's love. Love is the fuel that sustains the fire. Love is the lantern that lights the way. Which commandment is the first of all, the scribe asked Jesus this morning. The educated one, the elite one, asked the farm boy, which commandment is the first of all? And the farm boy replies back, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love is what makes Ruth say to Naomi in our first reading this morning, where you go, I will go. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. And your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God. Never mind that those two women came from completely, completely different religious backgrounds. Never mind that Naomi was from Judah, and Ruth was from Moab, and usually the two wouldn't have had any reason to talk to each other, much less journey through life together. Love makes them family. Love makes them flesh and blood and kin. Love is what is on the lips of the psalmist this morning. The psalmist, when he writes to us that the Lord opens the eyes of the blind and lifts up those who are bowed down and watches over the strangers, watches over the refugees in our lands, and upholds the orphan and the widow. Love is what allows us as a Holy Trinity Church family to roll up our sleeves every few months and say, hey, you know what? It's been busy. It's been busy around the church. But why don't we go down to the grind and host a community supper? Why don't we fill the crock pots and make a few pots of soup and make some rolls and take some food down to people who need it most? Love is what makes us say, well, what if we put our heads together and what would it look like for our Anglican diocese to launch a new community ministry right here in Pembroke? And I need to tell you folks that that's not just a dream. There was a lot of talk of that at Synod this past weekend in Ottawa, including by the bishop in his charge. He singled that out in his charge at the cathedral, this dream, this hope of establishing a community ministry, not in Ottawa, not somewhere far away, but right here in our hometown. There are many, many people in this diocese, from Ottawa to Cornwall to West Quebec, and yes, right through the valley, who want to come together and make an investment in this community. Because they have seen the sights on our streets. They have heard us tell the story of those who are in need. And out of love, they want to help. And what that will look like in time, only God knows. Maybe it will be a full-scale homeless shelter, a full-scale cornerstone right here in the heart of the valley. Maybe it'll be a day program, a Center 454 or a well, a program to care for those who are street involved. Maybe it'll be a social enterprise. Maybe it'll be a space where people can come together and train and build relationships and pull themselves up and hopefully get a job. Maybe it'll be a program for young moms and their kids or something to combat loneliness and isolation amongst our veterans, the people who have served us with such honor and such pride. Maybe it will be a program to serve our seniors whom are owed so much respect. Whatever it is, whatever the Spirit leads us as a church family and us as a diocesan family to ultimately do, it is love that is fueling the conversation. Love that is lighting the way. Love is what makes us who we are. It is what makes us a church family. It is what keeps us coming back to this place over and over again. Love is what's going to help us decorate for the bazaar, and love is what's going to help us welcome 4 new candidates through the waters of baptism. Love is what makes us say, you know what? What the heck? We thought we could buy a few goats and a few sheep and a few cows, but what the heck? Let's buy the whole farm. Let's buy the whole farm, and while we're at it, let's buy 2. Love is what makes us do those things. Love is what defines us as servants of the risen Jesus, as servants of the one who loved this world so much that he refused to leave. Even when we nailed him to a tree, he refused to let go. Love is what rolls away the stone. Love is what makes us who we are. So the scribe asked the farm boy, which commandment is the first of all? And the farm boy says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. And if our Lord and Savior can say it in just 2 sentences, then you probably don't need to hear too many more from me. Amen.